out a note, so a media statement by the Inclusive Society Institute, which essentially states that it's unlawful for SANRAL to write off the outstanding e-toll debt that motorists have. Now, maybe in a technical sense of the law, it states that, but the practicality is that SANRAL have chosen not to pursue that debt. So if, technically speaking, the debt just stays in their books, but they don't pursue it, well, it is, in real terms, written off. But I think what their statement is trying to say is that you've got to treat those who have paid fairly as well, and they need to be refunded, and that we agree with. But there are so many issues that this statement and their legal opinion have overlooked. It overlooks the fact that there was a court challenge, which SANRAL chose not to pursue, that might have set aside the legality of e-tolls. There's prescription. So SANRAL has no choice but to write off debt that they haven't chased, which has prescribed. So to say that they are not allowed to write off that debt, but if they haven't chased it and it's prescribed, they have no option but to write off that debt in reality. And even in the IFRS, the International Financial Reporting System, it makes it very clear that that debt that cannot be collected or cannot be demonstrated to be collected has to be written off in their financial statements. So you can have the strict sense of the law saying you can't write it off, but the practicalities of this matter is that it is written off because they're not pursuing it, and most of it is prescribed by now. So the statement really creates more confusion than anything else. Not sure why the statement was put out or what they're trying to say or do regarding a statement of this nature, but let's be very clear. That money is not going to be collected. It cannot be collected, will not be collected for a number of reasons. And the statement really is just a futile one.